I'm not 23 minutes or whatever I was last time. Just bear with me one second. Right, here we go. So we're off. So I just want to share with you a little story. And I often speak about my little man when I stand up here. So I'm going to share with you a little bit about Joshua. So those of you who don't know, he's about that big. He's about 4 years old. He's just started swimming recently. 5 years old, correct. He is 5 years old. He's turned five. Oof, I'm going to be in trouble. I hope Kerry's not watching this at home right now, because I'm in big trouble. He's 5 years old. So 6 months ago, he started swimming. And have you ever been stuck in like a rut? Have you ever been in this situation where you just can't get out of it, or you just can't see an improvement? Well, poor old Joshua, he was in this place. So he wouldn't let go of his woggle. Woggle's just like a big tubing inflatable thing. He wouldn't let go of it. He wouldn't let go of his armbands. He wouldn't let go of any of these kind of things. And it was really getting him down. He was really getting down there as a hard and dad. I'm thinking, where's my money going? He's not actually making any progress here. What's going on? Then all of a sudden, it just came to me. And he said, "Dad, I'm gonna get rid of all this. I'm gonna get rid of my inflatable. We're gonna get rid of everything." And the next week, it was like unbelievable. He was a completely different person. He rocked up to swimming, and he didn't have any. He didn't want his woggle. He jumped straight in the swimming pool, and he never jumps in the swimming pool because he doesn't like getting his hair wet. He was swimming on his own. He was swimming on his back and doing all these kind of things. And Kerry and I were like, "Well, what's going on here? 2 or 3 weeks ago, he wouldn't even do half of this stuff." And even the parents were talking to us. It's like this is a new boy. What's happened? And I just felt he had a real breakthrough in his experience. And this is what I wanted to talk about tonight. I mean, Joshua went from this place of kind of being, I guess, really fearful and really, really not knowing really how to get out of his situation to a period of breakthrough. So what I'm going to talk to you about tonight is breakthrough. And are we expectant? Are you expectant for yours? So breakthrough, I did a little Google and I found out that breakthrough means it's a sudden and dramatic and important discovery or development. Now this evening, I'm believing that we have a God of the breakthrough. Yeah, does everybody agree? I think we can call out, we can put God's name, like all these different names that we think of for God, and I think we have a God of the breakthrough, and he wants to break into our lives. See, maybe not the swimming kind, but I don't know, if that's on your heart, God's interested in all the little bits, so maybe that is one of the things, but I think it's the everyday life, it's the life tough stuff, it's the stuff that we just need to get through, and we feel like we're getting nowhere, and I think that tonight, that if you're ready for God, then he wants to give you that breakthrough. He wants to step in, and I truly believe that tonight he can give you your breakthrough tonight. See, you see, sometimes I think it's easy for us just to kind of, we sit back and we just turn around and we kind of wait on God and we say, "Look, God, I'm ready for my breakthrough. When's it going to come? Bob over there, he's had his, and Fred over there, he's had his, so I must be next in line. It must be my turn." Or maybe sometimes We expect other people to kind of bring us our breakthrough. Now, how many people have been in the worship and gone, "Well, today it weren't a great worship session. I didn't get that fuzzy feeling today. I didn't get that really nice warm feeling inside that makes me just want to jump up and down." Rob must have had a dodgy curry last night. It's Rob's fault. He didn't bring it. He didn't bring it tonight because I didn't get my breakthrough. And we stand there and we sometimes expect the worship band to kind of play us into that breakthrough position, that position of kind of wanting to kind of make that next step, playing us into our God moment. And maybe sometimes it's the preacher, maybe sometimes we stand there and we think, "Well, that sermon wasn't great because the Lord didn't speak to me today, or there was no fire descending on him or anything like that." See, I'm afraid that it doesn't work like that, because the first point that I want to make, it'll drop away, is that the path to our breakthrough, it only starts when we're hungry for God and when we're hungry for the Lord, and it's dependent upon us, and it's dependent on our expectation, it's dependent upon our desire. See, I could be the best preacher, I could be Jesus, and I could be standing here preaching as Jesus, but if we're not hungry and we haven't got an expectation, then God isn't going to minister, God isn't going to break into our lives, and God isn't going to work. See, I could be the most articulate, the most anointed, the best expository, but if we don't come into the presence of God with expectation and with a desire to change, then that's going to be pointless. So if today, if you've come here with an expectant heart, if you've come here tonight with an expectant spirit, I just want to declare over you tonight that actually the Holy Spirit can work with you. The Holy Spirit can give you your breakthrough. We can have our breakthrough moment. And that doesn't necessarily have to be in church. Your breakthrough moment can be at home. You could be reading that Bible. But if you come before the Word of God, it says the Word of God is mightier than a double-edged sword. It can break down barriers. And if we come expectant with that level of authority that we know that the Word has, then sat at home doing our general studies, God can have that breakthrough moment. Driving to work, praying, God can have that breakthrough moment in that car, in that moment. Stood at the school gates, speaking to the mums and the dads or whatever it might be, and you're saying, come on, God, I need a breakthrough moment with these people. Your breakthrough moment can be any time, but we've got to be expecting that of God. See, back in the day, when I didn't have kids, and I used to have a life. No, I'm joking. But I used to have my own free time. I used to go down to the gym, and I used to kind of do all these things that I wanted to do. And how many of you guys have been to the gym, right? And you notice there's two types of people at the gym. The first type of people is the people who want to go there, and they want to pump their iron, and they want to do all the activity, and they're on the treadmills, and they're sweating, and it's all dripping off of them. That's type number one. And then there's the other type. Okay, we're going to call these type the Freddies. Now, these are the guys that stand by the treadmill. Yeah. And then they walk past the spin class and they look at it, but they never go in. And they go to all they eat all the right foods and all this kind of stuff, but they never actually go in. They never actually take part. They never actually get involved. And church, they never actually do anything. But church, tonight I want to challenge you. Let's not be Freddies. Let's not be the Freddy of the gym, but let's in the context of church and of God, but let's be people that are engaged, let's be people that are expectant. See, Freddy's attitude is that he enjoys his time, he enjoys being at the gym, he enjoys being around the gym, but he's got no desire to change. He doesn't have that expectation that this could be the best session, this could be my best session, this I'm going to achieve in this session, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to pump the iron and I'm going to lose that belly fat. Oof, I think I probably could end up going a little bit more than one or two of us, but he doesn't have the expectation of success. See, Freddie isn't there for transformation, he's just there for information. Okay, and now we need to be a people that are there, that come to church, come before the presence of God, come in relationship with God with expectation, not just to be in a nice feeling and just feel good, but actually that God is going to move and God is going to give us that breakthrough moment. God is going to give us our time and he's going to give us our moment to be able to step out into the things of him. See, Freddie just likes the good feeling, but if he looks at himself and 6 months down the line, he might put on 6 pounds. And then he looks and he goes, well, that personal trainer was rubbish. How come I paid all that money for that personal trainer? Look, I'm looking even heavier than I was. Or that gym's not great. And how many people know that sometimes we can be like that with the things of God? I know that I can. And we come into God's presence, but we kind of sit there, but we don't have that expectation. We don't have that engagement, and we just think, well, I've been going to church for the last 3 months and nothing's changed. But actually, that the prerequisite of that is for us to have our right heart attitude. It's for us to be prepared to be transformed by Jesus. See, not believing... I'll leave that because I'm getting short on time. See, I believe that God can... At any moment, in any time, that we can have our breakthrough, and God is a God of breakthrough. See, are we believing for a breakthrough in our preaching? Are we believing for a breakthrough in our giving? Are we believing in a breakthrough for our healing and our salvation, and a breakthrough for our prayer? Are we believing in these things? Are we calling these things out? Are we speaking over these things? Are we declaring these things in our day-to-day living, or are we just sitting there and just enjoying and just taking in the information? Because I believe when we step into that breakthrough mentality, that expectation of God and what Jesus can do in our lives, we will see incredible things. See, if we look at one of the stories in the Bible, I'm just going to quickly, got a couple of minutes left, so we're just going to go through an account. And this is the account of Peter, and this is Peter's breakthrough moment. So if you want to read with me on the screen, I'll turn to it. This is an account taken from Luke 5, verse 1. It says, one day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of, that's Galilee, so I'm going to say Galilee, because I can't pronounce that one, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deeper water and let the nets down for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. So here we see Peter's breakthrough moment. So there's a couple of key points that I just want to pick out of this before we close and I call the band back. So the first one is that he was tired, but yet he was prepared to journey with Jesus. Okay, so he'd been out the whole night. He'd been literally like working his fingers to the bone, and he'd just washed his nets. And what that means for a fisherman, if you've just washed your nets, you're basically just off to grab some snap because you're finished. That's it. Game's over. And actually, Jesus rocks up, and this guy had been shattered. And then Jesus rocks up, and if this were me, I'd have just gone, forget this, I'm done, I'm walking away. And how many of us sometimes have that experience? How many sometimes have that feeling, that Sunday morning when it's just so hard to get out of bed? Or the kids come running in and they come making all that noise and screaming. You just want to put the cover over your head and go, oh, well, we'll just do next Sunday instead. And or maybe it's about we're sitting down in front of the Word and you just think, I should read my Bible, but you know what, next time, I'm going to read my Bible next time and God will speak to me next time. See, the incredible thing about what we see about Peter here in the story of Peter is that he made time for Jesus. And that was the foundation of which he began his breakthrough moment. So that's point number one. Point number two, he was expectant. See, Simon would have known all about Jesus. He would have heard all the rumors. He would have heard all the commotion that was going on about Jesus. So when Jesus got into his boat, he was expecting something to happen. See, let's look at the situation properly here. Well, let's look at, so this guy is a proper fisherman. He's like the pro of the fisherman world, okay? And then this guy rocks up and comes into his boat, and he's called Jesus, and he basically makes chairs for a living. So we've got Simon sat there going, well, I fish for a living and you make chairs. So there's something not right about this situation. I've just been out all night fishing, and you make chairs, and you're telling me to go back out. See, if that was me, I mean, I'd have thought that this guy was completely crazy, packed my bags, and totally gone. So, but we see Peter's reaction here. Peter says, but nevertheless, at your word, I will respond. Now, Peter was expectant. Peter was expectant that because Jesus was on board, Jesus was around, something was going to happen. Something was going to, his breakthrough moment was going to happen. So, even though he was a pro and he must have thought that Jesus was crazy, he was prepared to respond. And it's the same for us. Maybe that we've got to have that same mentality. We've got to prepare to step out. Maybe we've done something before. We've stepped out and we've got burnt, or we've prayed for stuff and we've been praying and praying and praying religiously. We've not seen God step in, and we've not seen God do anything. And we just think, do you know what? I'm just tired. I'm just shattered. But actually, he goes again, he prays again, or he allows Jesus to kind of come into his life, and he responds to what Jesus has asked him to do. See, this has got to be our attitude, this has got to be our mentality, because that can impact our breakthrough moment, how we respond to Jesus. See, have we got to the, but nevertheless, because you say so, mentality? Point number three is, it put out into deeper water. Now, sometimes we have to launch into deeper water. Sometimes we have to be prepared to go that bit further and that bit deeper. See, the breakthrough might not be in the shallow waters. We might have been paddling around, and we might have been doing the same things that we've been doing. But Jesus says, actually, no, go out into deeper waters. Go to somewhere you've never been before. Test me even further. Step out somewhere where you've never been. And Jesus says, in that deeper water is your breakthrough. In that deeper water is your victory. In that deeper water is your salvation. And I just want to declare over you tonight that maybe you just need to step out into that deeper water. Maybe you've just been sat in church and just gone, do you know what, I'm doing church, I'm enjoying church. But God says, actually, no, it's time for you to step out into that deeper water, and it's time for you to embrace your breakthrough moment. And then point number four is that the breakthrough brings the harvest. See, we see that the rewards with the breakthrough. The breakthrough and doing partnership with Jesus Christ, we see what Peter experienced. Now, he could have more fish than he could even carry. Now, after the breakthrough comes the harvest. And the great thing about this story, the thing I love about this story, it's not just a harvest for himself. After your breakthrough, that could impact your neighbor, your friends, the people around you. So your breakthrough moment can have more than an impact on your life with Jesus. Okay? And that's through partnership. That's through that experience with him. That's through being real with him. So can I just call the band back? We're all right. We're just about done it in time. So I just want to leave you tonight just with this one thought, that tonight could be your breakthrough moment. Tonight could be the time that Jesus steps into your life and you've got to respond to him. Whatever that situation may be, whether it be financial, whether it be a relationship, whether it be health. See, whether it just be that mentality that you've been stuck in that same place over and over again, trying the same old thing, doing the same old stuff time after time. And you kind of stood there saying, Lord, why am I not getting healthy? Why am I not trimming down? Why am I not losing the weight? But I'm going to the gym. But tonight could be your breakthrough moment. So I want to encourage you that whether it be in this worship time, whether it be afterwards, whether it be with somebody, that you come expectant that God is going to step in and God is going to speak to you. And if you want us to pray with you, if you want somebody to kind of just to do partnership with you and help through, this is what church is about. This is what we're here, but let's come with that expectant mentality. Let's come expectant that next week that we're going to have an opportunity to share the gospel. Because when we expect, God, Jesus delivers, Jesus steps in. Let's be expectant that those conversations that you're having with your neighbor or with your family or with your friends, that there's going to be fruit there, that God's going to use you, that Jesus is going to use you in each of those situations. And let's be expectant that he can and that he will break through, whatever our situation may be. Because in our expectancy, God's supremacy can come through. And your breakthrough will happen. So I'm just going to pray for us, guys, before we go into worship. Lord, thank you, Lord, that you are a God of the breakthrough. Thank you, Lord, that you step into our world, you step into our lives, and that you take what is almost an impossible situation and you turn it to your glory. You take a situation where we're tired, we're destitute, we don't think there's a future, and you turn that into the greatest harvest, Lord. And I want to pray that you would find a harvest in each and every one of us. That, Lord, that our harvest would then go on to bear fruit in the lives of other people as well, Father. So, Lord, just be with us. Give us the courage. Give us the boldness to expect, Lord. Give us the confidence in your Holy Spirit to expect change and transformation. Amen. So we'll let these wonderful people lead us. Come on, guys. Let's expect that God's going to move in us now, tonight.
I'm somewhere. There we are. There I am. Tim, that was fantastic. Thank you very much for bringing that word. I think he deserves a round of applause. And I think God deserves an even bigger round of applause.